Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches overcome I'm not important. Perhaps you're like me and have some depression symptoms. There are many times when I have negative thoughts that come up in the day. Thoughts like, I'm not important, or I'm stupid. I have 3 insights on dealing with this. The first one is, some things you cannot solve by thinking. Therapists have told me to just change my thinking patterns. When I try that approach, it just doesn't work. I just counteract with something else in my mind and I just don't feel better. The problem I find with trying to change my thoughts is that my mind just fights back with more negative thoughts. For example, when I say a negative thought, like I'm not important, and then I try to flip that by saying yes I am, I just get more negative thoughts of you don't help enough people, or I'm not very good at doing what I'm doing. It's like ping pong. It goes back and forth, and then eventually spirals me down into deeper depression. So I needed to find something else that would work for me instead of trying to talk myself out of it. And now the second insight. Distract yourself by doing something. One of my family members asked me, how do you cope with the negative thoughts? I thought about it and then said, I distract myself by doing something. I do ritual or meditate or perhaps one of my hobbies. The thing is to distract yourself by doing something else. And step away from that ping pong game of thought versus thought. This leads us to the third insight. Each meditation session is unique. When I do meditation, sometimes I go into ecstasy. I meet with the gods and I am one with them. But on other occasions, sometimes I don't get into the groove and I feel sad because the meditation session wasn't what I was hoping for. I get disappointed. So I need to remind myself that each meditation session is unique. Through the whole meditation, once I finally get settled, I may experience only 30 seconds of peace. But that's still some peace that I got that I didn't have before. I've noticed that meditation is a way we can condition ourselves. Currently, I have a meditation session I usually do before I go to sleep. So my body gets used to the meditation session happening at that time. So when you do meditation or ritual or just whatever you're going to do, make sure that you do it at the same time each day. That way it gets ingrained into your subconscious. And it's not so hard to keep with it after that. My husband and I meditate together at the same time every day. I have my practices and he has his practices too. So by meditating every day at the same time, you can keep your practice consistent. This can help you because sometimes you'll get disappointed. You will feel some of the meditation sessions will just fall flat. The point being is that it is a cumulative effect. And now I will summarize. The first insight was some things you cannot solve by thinking. The second insight was distract yourself by doing something. And the third insight was each meditation session is unique. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.